New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge. Hello, ladies. Welcome back to my channel. I'm going to brighten the lights here a little bit. I am sweaty. If you're seeing that and you're like, she looks sweaty, that's because I am. It's really hot here in Texas already, and I did just come in from the gym, and I am a little bit behind on filming this video. I filmed the next few weeks' videos, and I forgot to film this week's, so I am behind, so I'm sweaty and I'm gross, but I'm dedicated to you guys, so I'm answering your question today. And I have a question from YouTube from Elizabeth. She says, and remember guys, you can always post questions in the comments below or email me, dani@thehasociety.com or Instagram @DaniSharif. So Elizabeth says,
Hi Danny, I have a question. I've been watching your videos for a long time and they're very helpful, but still I don't have my period back. Today, I believe I got a breakthrough, my own idea as to what could be a possible stressor contributing to recovery. And that's cold showers. I just love cold showers so much for the way they increase my ability to focus, my discipline, and it makes me literally so good. It makes me feel literally so good. But I do think that I never used to take cold showers ever before a few years ago, and I had my period back then. And I generally always felt too hot instead of too cold. Possibly it reduces my blood flow to my female organs too. Anyways, if you think it's something that could be a powerful factor and I should quit cold showers, should I switch to regular warm hot showers? I actually chose this question because I want to apply my thoughts to this question to include saunas and hot yoga and any of the cold plunges as well. So I think that these are tough. I'm sorry, Ashley and Misha are texting me. So I do think that they are a stressor and that we shouldn't be doing them. The reason is, I know that they seem inconsequential. I know that they seem like, just what do you mean? But you are coming up out of a stressed state and they're just, I think that they just are a contributing factor among other types of stresses that keep us stuck in a bit of a, in this stress state. So I do think that that's a factor. I do think hot yoga is too much. I do think regular sauna is too much. I do think that cold showers are too much in conjunction with all of the other issues that cause HA. So for Elizabeth, you said a few things, or Elizabeth, I'm not sure how to say that right, but it's fun to say. I do think that you said some things that ring some bells for me to actually check in on. I just love cold showers so much for the way they increase my ability to focus. So this tells us that your cortisol and adrenaline are rising. And my discipline, meaning you like how it feels to still be doing this hard thing that makes you feel high energy, upbeat, go, 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 and takes you out of a warm, cozy, comforting, soft, feminine feeling. So I think that tells us a lot about mindsets that you still have and behaviors that you're still doing, even though you are listening to the content, you are aware of the types of things that HAs need to be avoiding. But for sure, I think for sure that that's an issue for you. Like, you should stop doing it, not necessarily just from the place that cold showers are, like, in and of themselves are a problem, but it's contributing to that mindset that you need to be disciplined and you need to be high level focused, and there's no space for you to just be relaxed and calm. And I think that the issue with cold plunges and cold showers and saunas and stuff are, like, it's not okay for you to just be. You need to be stressing the body and creating some kind of adaptation, and that's not what recovery is for.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles, and if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
I'm sorry. So I hope that that was helpful. I answered that one quickly. So let's do another one. And I have a few from my recent video that was, I'm 5'4" and have gained 60 pounds. Do I keep going? So I had someone respond to that one, Demetra, and she said, I'm also 5'4". I think that's what it said, right? 5'4", 164 centimeters. All my life, I was 41 to 45 kilos, which is very lean for that height, without dieting and exercise. I started eating healthy and exercising, and then I lost my period for 2 years. I finally managed to get my period back at 56 kilograms. I'm heavier than ever before. Is it normal, this weight gain, or did I overshoot? I'm missing so much information about Demetra, but I think that this is a good follow-up question to address. Types of questions or information I would want to know about you to answer this is, all your life you were 41 to 45 kilos. How old were you? Because if you were like up until you were 18, you were that, and now you're mid-20s and you need to be 56 kilos, that makes a lot of sense. You can't just operate from this place of what you weighed when you were a teenager or in your early 20s or whatever, through to your mid-20s to 30s, through to your 40s. Your body is changing. You are a woman. From birth, you have a different hormonal profile to when you go into puberty, to when you go into your 20s, to when you go into your 30s, so on and so forth, through menopause and beyond. So you cannot expect your body to stay and look the same all the time. So when someone tells me, well, I always was this weight and now I'm not, and that's sus, that's just not having grace for where your body needs to be. At 164 centimeters and 56 kilograms, you are still so lean for your height. You have permission to be there. I give you permission to not be 5'4 and 41 kilos. I give you permission to be that way, to let your body be. You've had two periods, you're at 56 kilos. That's evidence to us that your body prefers to be heavier, and we don't need to question it anymore. I think we love to question, hey, I know that my body is saying, with this whole like giving me a period at this weight thing, it's saying that's good, but I don't like that answer. So I'm gonna double check with different sources until I find the answer that tells me I don't need to weigh anymore. I don't need to be this way to have my period, because that just doesn't feel right to me. That's not the answer I want. So I just want people to be conscious of that bias that they're having, because you wouldn't, like, you've had such a hard time being, you know, and I'm not just talking to you, Demetra, I'm obviously talking to everyone. When we're like at some small weight that we approve of, we refuse to be like, for a long time, we refuse to acknowledge that maybe it's too light, like we're too lean, and we look for all the answers to stay the same. Then we get the evidence that we need to have more body weight, body fat, in order to have a menstrual cycle, and then we start looking for all the evidence why that's not what we should do, because it's not the answer we want to hear. So we really need to clue in on our bias, check our bias at the door. What are the facts? And your body is giving them to you. You don't need to question it anymore. So I hope that this was helpful. These were really great questions. Please keep submitting them to me. Please like and subscribe to the channel. It really helps other women find us. We're just seeing so many more women get this information and periods everywhere. And that's the most important thing. So please subscribe to the channel. Please give us a thumbs up and submit your questions. I love answering them. So comment below. Thanks, guys. Mwah.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it. Get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.